When hurricanes hit, you can sometimes hear the excitement in the voices of TV weather announcers. When there are blackouts, it's the energy experts who get wound up. NPR's David Kestenbaum traveled with one yesterday, who was determined to see Times Square with the lights out.
Michael Shames is about 6 feet tall, thin with a beard, and a self-described energy geek. He's director of the Utility Consumers Action Network, which gets involved in energy policy on behalf of customers. When he heard I was driving from Washington, D.C. up to New York to cover the outage, he asked to tag along. The highway is empty. At around 8 p.m., we pass an electronic sign.
There's a sign that just says, "Massive power outage in New York. Avoid area." Here we are in Maryland, and they're telling us, "Don't go to New York." That's ominous. We're going to the heart of darkness.
Shames tells me that he has been in just about every major power outage in recent memory. The big one in 1965, the one in 77, the ones in California, and even one in Brazil. He likes to see them. They remind him of what electricity does. Shames has been calling people today in the electricity business, but no one seems to know what caused the outage. Shames suspects somebody somewhere does, because the energy companies at this point in the evening are already talking about turning the power back on.
Unfortunately, I think the grid operators know. But I think they need to go through a certain rigorous evaluation to confirm their suspicions before they go public. But they have a pretty good sense of what caused the outage by now.
After an early report that a lightning strike may be to blame, Shames laughs. It would take more than that to bring the grid down. Still, he says, the grid has its mysteries, even for the experts.
Even the best electrical engineers will tell you that running an electrical grid, a transmission grid specifically, is about three quarters knowledge and one quarter magic. And they don't quite understand the magic, but they know it works.
The news comes on the radio.
As the power outage spread well into Michigan, including metropolitan Detroit.
That's
and
wild.
The state capital, Lansing.
Ohio and Michigan and Lansing.
Have been jammed as people have virtually abandoned.
That's amazing
the
because
area.
There's one of two the grid is not really designed to go that far west.
Finally, around midnight, we approach Manhattan. But all we see is the ghostly outline of buildings. It's as if the city is on a dimmer switch, turned down. We enter the Holland Tunnel, which is also dark.
Usually when you go through the tunnels, there are lights on the upper right, upper left-hand corner of the tunnel. This one's totally dark, no lights. It looks almost like a disco. You've got the flash of the red lights from the cars in front of us.
Finally, we emerge into New York City, nearly complete darkness. It's almost like being out in the country. There are stars overhead. A man stands on a street corner holding a flickering candelabra.
This is odd. I feel both in awe, but just energized, exhilarated almost by this experience. This is the sign of a energy geek gone nuts.
The darkness is a sobering reminder, he says, of how much we rely on electricity. There are ways the grid might be fixed to stop massive blackouts, by having small local power stations instead of big centralized ones, he says. But some people think such a switch could make things worse. Eventually, we reach Times Square. Even here, the lights are out. The buildings seem like mountains. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, New York.